Back in the 1980s, as the Cold War was starting to fade and rock operas were the rage, the two composers of the Swedish group ABBA joined forces with Andrew Lloyd Webber's lyricist Tim Rice to create a concept album titled Chess. Using the game of chess as metaphor for both the Cold War and the plotline, Chess moved from vinyl to the stage and had a 3-year run in London. When it came time to open in New York, though, the story was changed, the songs rearranged, and the whole thing crashed to earth in a couple of months, a near-epic flop. Over the years, as these things do, Chess became a legend, and now people can see what it's all about in a new production at Custom Made Theater in San Francisco running through October 15th. Director Brian Katz and dramaturg Stuart Bozell, lovers of the concept album, went back to the original story for this revival, trying to find something cogent for theater. What they found instead is what Chess always is and was, a concept album masquerading as a theater piece. The show worked in London because the mid-1980s were a time when a lot of dicey sung-through rock operas were West End hits. But several of these shows, not just Chess, bombed on this side of the ocean. The plot of Chess offers no emotional resonance, the political metaphor is dated, and Tim Rice solidifies his reputation as musical theater's worst lyricist. It's not a good combination, no matter how you try to mask it. The voices in the custom-made production are generally strong, but only Heather Orth, who plays the wife of the Russian chess master who defects, has the acting chops to go along with the voice. She brings the show to life when she appears in the second act, particularly in her solo number, Someone Else's Story. The two leads, Leah Sheehy and Chris Uzelak, sing well together and separately. Everybody does. But they have no chemistry. And the songs do not help. And recitative, designed for the listening audience, does not translate into dialogue without, you know, dialogue. The main reward for seeing Chess, and it's a pretty big one, I think, along with Heather Orth and some strong singing all around, is that you finally get to see Chess. And the music, as fans of the concept album know, is as good or as earworm-worthy, take your pick, as any of the ABBA hits in Mamma Mia. One thing is for sure, though, that once Chess closes in San Francisco, you're unlikely to find another production. So for better or worse, and when Heather Orth is on the stage, it's definitely for the better, this is your chance. Chess, with catchy music by Benny Anderson and Bjorn Ulvaeus, and incoherent lyrics by Tim Rice, directed by Brian Katz, plays a Custom Made through October 15th. For more information, you can go to custommade.org. I'm Richard Walensky for Upfront.